countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, next Saturday morning, Corran Mart in Fermoy, County Cork, will be holding a very special auction of dairy heifer calves. All the calves on sale will be donated by farmers, and the celebrity auctioneers will be looking for very good prices. That's because all the proceeds from the sale will go to Chuck Tom, a mental health support centre in Kilkenny, which offers phone support and face-to-face counselling in the local community. Well, earlier this week, Suzanne Campbell visited Chuck Tom and found out the story of the centre from Angela Hayes, who began by showing Suzanne around.
Good morning, Chuck Tom. Josephine speaking. How are you?
Yeah, so this is one of the rooms that we use. It's very simple, but we really provide a space for one-to-one counselling, and then if people need more support from their family, they can bring them along and we'll create the space for that. So, and this is our board, Suzanne, and what it displays is all the counsellors that are contracted in for this week. So we've 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 sessions on today, and it's going until 9 o'clock tonight. But also, we might have 4 or 5 people that'll just walk in and want to access the service as well. Okay. So we have roughly about 60 sessions a week we're providing for here in Chuck Tom.
Angela and her family were thrown into turmoil when her husband took his own life, aged 32.
He was a general labourer. He had a love of horses, and Tommy would have had his own struggles, but we were never aware of mental health difficulties or that. So in 2002, he was 32, and it was a shock for us as a family. There wasn't signs that he was feeling like that he was going to end his life. I had 4 young boys from the age of 4 up to 13. Alan was 4. Robert was 6.5. He was going on to 7. Thomas was 9.5, 10. And Stephen was just after turning 13. So a really, really bad age for Stephen.
Angela didn't get any counselling at the time, and there was no counselling available for her boys. Her eldest Stephen found it particularly hard, using alcohol and drugs as a means to escape the pain.
He was really, really struggling, and I was able to get him into an addiction centre eventually. And that's where he turned his life around. And he did. And life was going really, really good until 9 years later, after my husband's suicide. My son Thomas, my second eldest son Thomas, ended his life then, which was completely out of the blue. He was a funny guy. He was in the Scouts. He was a leader in the Scouts. He loved life. He gave us all the impression that he loved life, but he was deeply, deeply hurting inside. He felt he didn't want to burden me with any more worries, and he was pretending he was okay because he thought he was okay, but deep down he really, really wasn't. So to have lost Thomas, you know, at his dad's anniversary was just the worst thing that could happen to a parent and to a family.
Life is so unworthy, we don't always like the truth, and you'll never know what might happen out of the blue.
It was after the second tragedy that Angela's youngest son, Alan, wrote this song for her. Titled Survivor, he performed it on The Late Late Show. And with its success, Angela wanted to use the proceeds to help others experiencing any kind of mental health difficulty.
So all the money that we were raising from the sale of the CD, I said, we need to keep this and pay for counselling so that people can access counselling. I want absolutely no barriers for anybody to come in through the doors of a counselling service. So we did that, but a couple of months down the road, then we said, OK, it was getting busier and busier. We needed to get a few more counsellors to work. And we found this space, which is called Chuck Tom.
Counselling at Chuck Tom is completely free, and the service receives no financial help from the state or from the HSE. Fundraising campaigns, like the upcoming calf auction, is what keeps it running.
My name is Rory Connellan, and I'm the clinical coordinator. That means that I'm the one who people talk to first when they come into the service and find out what we do, and from there then set them up with whatever service that they need.
Are we getting better at seeking help for mental health?
Some people are. The issue we find with ourselves is that where do people go when they seek help? And often when they're in crisis, there's a waiting time. And when you're in crisis, you need to be seen straight away. And I suppose the problem now we have is these people asking for help but having nowhere to go. And we try and bridge that gap because we would kind of see people as soon as we can. And the feedback we're getting from the community is that they're very much appreciative to have a space that they can come to and seek help, get advice, get help, get counselling, whatever they might need straight away.
The first year and a half, we had 31 people, which was great because we were only setting up. The second year, we had 73 people. The third year, which was in 2017, we had reached out to 252 people. However, in 2018, we did reach out to 500 people. Wow. So I know this year we are looking at possibly up to 1,000 people coming through the doors of Choctaw and accessing this service. Just for somebody to be able to pick up the phone and have a conversation with a human being is so important, or walk in the door, and it does help with reducing the stigma around mental health. And you know, the people saying, oh, I'm not going into that place there, you know. So once they have a nice environment to walk into, it really helps.
And that was Suzanne Campbell talking to Angela Hayes of the Thomas Hayes Trust at Choctaw in Kilkenny. And if you'd like to donate a calf to that sale in Fermoy Mart next week, they are still accepting animals there. And Choctaw's phone counselling service can be accessed on the following number: 056 779 6592, or further information about their services at the thomashayestrust.com.